Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about purchasing one? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I will help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price at no additional cost to you. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can also contact me through my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to discuss with you what a NATO strap is. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk about what a NATO strap is. You know, being in the watch business my whole life, you know, sometimes you forget that there are people out there who don't know terminology, they don't know references, you know, the different nomenclatures within the watch business. It's a very daunting when you're not in it and you're a newbie or, you know, you want to get into it, you want to immerse yourself, but, you know, there's no point of reference, there's no one guiding you, there's no one leading you, there's no one helping you. You kind of have to figure this stuff out on your own. And one of the things I like to do on my podcast is lend some information, lend my experience, and you know, make sure that you're all equipped with information that could be helpful, especially when you're looking to upgrade your watch or make it look different or stylize it or, you know. So NATO straps are really, really a very cool thing. It's become very trendy in the last 5 to 10 years. But there's a story behind the NATO strap. So NATO straps basically were invented in the 60s. They were actually used, they were MOD G10 straps, and they were made out of nylon. And basically, they were, they were only made out of nylon. And it made its debut in the British Ministry of Defense standard. DEFSTAN 66-15 for soldiers to get their hands on. They had to fill out a form known as the G1098 or the G10 for short. Subsequently, they could retrieve the strap at their unit supply store of the same name. The thing about NATO straps is that they had to be made well. They had to be quality. And they were, as I said, made out of nylon. They were only made in the color Admiralty Gray with a width of 20 millimeters. They had chrome-plated brass buckles and keepers. Another key tray was a shorter piece of nylon that was attached to the buckle. Since the strap was to be used by the military, it had to be functional and fail-safe. So the extra nylon had a keeper at its end through which a main part of the strap passed through after it and had been looped behind the watch. This created a pocket which limited the distance the case could move. As long as the strap passed through properly and snugly on the wrist, the case would stay exactly where it needed to be. This bonus feature of the strap that passes behind the watch is that in the event of a spring bar breaking or popping out, the case would be secure by the other spring bar. So, you know, it had a very functional use, very utilitarian. And I think for a guy especially, we're men, we're hard on our things. We like to wear our things, especially a watch being really the only accessory that we wear. And I don't think there's an item out there. I don't care whether it's a belt, a pair of shoes, rings. Watch is with you all the time. It is probably the most personal thing one can ever wear. You wear it to sleep. You wear it everywhere. You take it with you everywhere. So for a guy that wants to change the look of his watch or wants to make it more casual, a NATO strap is an incredible, you know, accessory to. It's a great add-on. It complements it. NATO straps typically have been made in nylon. There's some great companies making some great ones. I really love leather NATO straps, and there's some great companies making them. Like, for instance, there's a company called Clockwork Synergy. They're an amazing brand. They're made in the U.S. and their hardware is incredible, and you can get a really nice NATO strap for $22 with shipping. I think the brand that really brought NATO straps to the forefront is Tudor. All Tudor watches are supplied, at least the, you know, professional, you know, Tudor watches like the Black Bays or any of the chronographs, you know, like the Heritage chronographs or even the Rangers or the new Black Bay 36 millimeter, the Black Bay Bronze, any really main Tudor watch, not the other divers watches like the Pelagos, but, you know, the really popular ones are all supplied with additional hand-woven nylon straps, which is Tudor's take on a NATO strap. And they have a really smart design, but they really brought it to the mainstream in the last couple of years. And I think since the return of Tudor, the popularity is heightened for NATO straps. The demand is heightened. Tudor definitely, in my mind, make the best quality straps out there, but they're pretty expensive. They're like between $100 and $200. I've really never seen, you know, too many companies. I don't think there's any company doing a leather NATO strap. I didn't even see NATO straps till the last couple of years. And Clockwork Synergy makes some of the best ones out there. I love them. They're functional. They're inexpensive. They're well made. The coloring is great. I love the way it sort of ages or distresses with wear. And, you know, $22 for a leather NATO strap is unbelievable. There are companies that are making nylon NATO straps for a lot more money. So this really goes back to the heritage of, you know, the British military. And, you know, it has like a place in history. And I think that, you know, guys love that stuff. And women are starting to wear NATO straps as well. I was just actually in a meeting with a client who brought a friend with him, and she's really into watch collecting, or she's starting to amass a watch collection. And more than even noticing my watch, she immediately noticed my NATO strap, and she's like, I want that, you know? And that's pretty cool, man. It's a lot of people don't know what NATO straps are. They don't know how they came about or what the story was behind it. So I just wanted to give you you know, the scoop on that. And, you know, you can certainly, I will throw, an article I wrote on this as well that further highlights my points in writing that I'm making now. But, yeah, definitely read that. And it has the link to the Clockwork Synergy website. There are other NATO straps as well that are amazing that are, you know, you can spend hundreds if you want on NATO straps, leather NATO straps. There are companies that do them out of, like, vintage military ammo, you know, leather ammo, like, you know, ammo pouches and all sorts of stuff to get that real distressed military look. But, yeah, NATO straps are great, man, especially the nylon ones add, like, a utilitarian, everyday sort of wearing sensibility to them. The leather ones add a really sort of distressed sort of look on them as well. They make any watch or turn any watch into a tool watch. And I think that's what, you know, guys love, being able to use their watches in a utilitarian way. And they look great and they're incredibly stylish and there's, you know, a hell of a coolness factor for not a lot of money. Sometimes you want to downplay the look of your watch. The cool thing about NATO straps is, especially the nylon ones, they have all kinds of patterns, designs, and cool colors. Today, you can get just about anything you can imagine. Definitely go to Clockwork Synergy, check out their website. They have all sorts of stuff. And you'll just, if you're like me, you'll be on there for hours if you're a strap guy. So there you have it, folks. That was my take and me shedding some light on what NATO straps are. I hope this was helpful. I'd like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside, of course, for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check out my website at www.amadevehonda.com. You can also email me with questions at amadevehonda@gmail.com. If you really want to see where I'm at and what I'm doing and what I'm up to, you can check out my Twitter and my Instagram. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. I'll throw the link down below. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.